And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news update for the hour. This news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sibling Ace Hardware. A split ruling from the Michigan Court of Appeals is giving both state officials and local governments partial victories in an ongoing dispute over renewable energy siting rules. In its decision, the court largely upheld how the Michigan Public Service Commission implemented a 2023 law allowing developers to seek state approval for large wind, solar, and battery projects when local governments do not act. The panel found regulators followed proper procedures and affirmed most of the state's authority under the law. However, judges also ruled the commission overstepped in several key areas. The court said local governments must have 30 days to begin reviewing a project only after meeting with developers, not simply when a meeting is offered. It is also determined that any community affected by a project qualifies for certain rights and benefits, not just those with zoning authority. The case was brought by dozens of municipalities that argued the state's rules weakened local control. State officials say the ruling supports continued rollout of the law, while attorneys for local governments call the outcome a mixed result. The impact on pending renewable energy projects remains unclear. And a Canadian sailor has resumed a long-delayed journey across Lake Huron after spending the winter in Michigan's Thumb. Captain Steve, who built his own boat for the trip, had been stranded in Port Austin since December when harsh winter conditions forced him to pause his voyage. His original plan was to circle Michigan and eventually reach Chicago. Captain Steve set out again Wednesday afternoon, aiming for Alpena. However, rough conditions on Lake Huron altered his course, with strong waves pushing his vessel south into Tawas Bay just before midnight. He is now taking temporary shelter in Tawas while monitoring conditions, with plans to continue his trip when weather allows. And we might have commentary from Captain Steve later. And authorities in Bad Axe responded to a reported attempted vehicle theft Thursday afternoon. Central Dispatch received a call just shortly after 3 p.m. from a resident who said two individuals were on his property trying to take his car. Dispatch later advised that the caller had gone inside and was waiting safely for officers to arrive. Police reached the scene within minutes and reported the situation was under control. One woman was taken into custody, however, no additional details have been released. And we will be right back after this message from Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.